Vayter in Shaster and Daf Lamed is picking up at the very top by the Mishnah. Seder Brachos. Now, we're talking about over here, when we're on Rosh Hashanah, we're going to talk about now when we daven, and when we start to blow the shofar during our davening, what do we do? Seder Brachos, this is talking about by Musaf. Omer Avos Ugevuros Ukedushas Hashem. Avos meaning the first bracha of Magen Avram. Gevuros meaning Mechaim. Meisim Ukedushas Hashem meaning Akela Kadosh. The Kolel Malchios Imahin, we're going to see a machlokas. The first opinion says, the Kolel Malchios Imahin, Malchios is included in there, Ve'ino Tokei, we don't blow the shofar then. Kedushas Hayom, then what do you do after that? Is then you go and you say Kedushas Hayom, it's like Atov HaChartanu, and we are ending off with Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron, and when you do that, it's Kedushas Hayom V'tokei, and you blow the shofar while doing that. Zichronos, that's Malchios. Zichronos V'tokei, now we're going to see a machlokas on that first part. Zichronos V'tokei. Then we do Zichronos, which is Atah Zocher, and ending off with the Bracha Zocher Bris, and we blow the Shofar there. Shofros V'tokei, we go and we do the next section known as Shofros, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. And this is as well, and we blow the Shofar as well. Va'omer Avoda, then Ritzei, V'hoda, then Modim, and Birchas HaKohanim, meaning Sim Shalom. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Akiva says, Emeinu tokea l'malchios, lama hu masker? If you're not going to be being tokea during Malchios, then why is it said? Right? Because Malchios, according to the first opinion, was included in Kedushas Hashem, right? In Akela Kadosh. So he says, why would you say it altogether? Ella, the Gemara is going to ask, what are you talking? Of course you say it. The Torah says to say it. But we'll see what that means. Ella, Omer Avos Ugevuros Ukedushas Hashem V'kolom Malchios Im Kedushas Hayom V'tokeya. And Malchios doesn't go with that first part, rather goes with the second section known as Atav HaKartanu. That's when you add it in and then you build a shofar over there. Zichronos V'tokeya, Shofar V'tokeya, then the same as we said. V'omer Avoda V'hoda Birchas HaKohanim. Like we said, if you're not going to be tokei, and it's why I say it all together. In fact, the Gemara, lamu masker, why would I say it? Rachman Amar Idkar. Rachman said Idkar, meaning the lashon of Izkar, to be zecher, to be saying it. Of course, we said, Ella lama eser. What he means to say is, why is it that there are 10 psukim? We're going to see that there are 10 psukim mentioned in each of these ideas. So why are there 10? Lamentation, let's say 9. The whole Vishtani, Ishtani, since we're switching it up, it's different. We say it's different. Since Malchios, you know, we don't do a tki over there. So therefore, let it be different and be less than the other ones that they do 10 each. They should just do 9 brachos. Tana Rabbanan, minayin shalmim avos. From where do we know that we say avos? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Havu Lashem b'nei Elim. We discussed in the past the Elim are talking about the avos, the powerful ones, the strong ones. So Rashi says, b'nei Elim lishna de tkife kimo ve es ele ha'aretz lokach. Havu Lashem hiskiu lefanav ha'isanim lebigo. We should mention in front of them. That's Havu Lashem b'nei Elim. So we mention them. That's how we know that. How do we know that we say the next part, which is gevuros? That is Shenemar, Havu Lashem Kavod V'Oz. Give to Hashem Kavod, honor and strength. That's for Hashem. Umenayin Shalom Kedusho, Sadam Yerso, that we say Akela Kadosh. Shenemar, Havu Lashem Kavod Shemo, Ishtach Hashem Ahadus Kodesh. Beautiful Tehillim. Umenayin Shalom Malchus Zichonus V'Shovas. Where do we say that? Rabbi Leazar Omer, Dechsev, Shabbason Zichon Trua Mikra Kodesh. Shabbason, in the Pasuk when it says Shabbason, Zeh Kedush Hayom. That's talking about the Kedush of the day. Zichron Elu Zichronos, Trua Elu Shofros. So we never say that. Mikra Kodesh, Kacheu Basias Malacha. You should be Mekadesh it by doing work, but in this context, it doesn't mean actually doing work, it means by not doing work. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Akiva says, Mepnei Malo Nomar Shabbason Shuvos. Why don't we say that the word Shabbason means that? You're saying Mikra Kodesh is that you're stopping to do work. Why don't we say it's Shabbason? Shabbat Pasach HaKas of Tchila, because the Pasach actually starts with that. Shouldn't that be the one that we're using to teach us this concept, that you stop doing Malacha? Ella Shabbason, because Shabbat says Malacha. That's what it means, talking about Malacha. And Zichron, El Zichron is true, El Shofros, Mikra Kodesh, Zu Kedushas Hayom. The Bracha of the day, Atavach HaRtonu, that we say. So we broke down, if you notice, we mentioned the concept of Zichronos and Shofros. What about Malchios? Menam Shomer Malchios. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Yomer, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Pasuk says, I'm the Lord your God, Uvachodesh HaShvi'i Zumalchos. Says Rashi, when it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Dila Ani V'lager Tazov, V'samach Lei B'chodesh HaShvi'i Zichron Trua. So the fact we have one Pasuk next to the other, Ani Hashem, that I am Hashem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which is right next to the seventh month, meaning Rosh Hashanah, Therefore, we say that we bring out Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem, on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Amar, he says, Eino tzarech. You don't need to learn it from there. Because Arayu Omer, Vahayu lachem lezikaron lefnei Elokeichem. It should be a zikaron before Elokeichem, before your God. Shein tamad lomar, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ma tamad lomar, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why does it say that? Zeb b'nei abana av. This is abana av, a concept which we learn out from here to all other places. L'chomakom shenagam bo zichronos yu malchus imayin. Every time it says zichronos, we have malchus that comes along with it. As it says, l'zikaron lefnei Elokeichem. And zikaron is zichronos. And then whenever it says zichronos, it means to bring malchus along for the ride. Frekta Gemara, Vehechan Omra leKedushas Hayom. Where do we mention the Kedushas Hayom? Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Omer, Im HaMalchios Omer, you say it with Malchios. Mamasin B'chol Makom, what do we find in every other place where we daven all the other tefillas? Berevias, it's found in the fourth bracha. We have the first three we spoke about, then the Every Shemona Esrei, and then the fourth one. Shavkam Berevias, this two shots would be the fourth one. Hashem Gamliel Omer, Im HaZichronos Omer, you say it with Zichronos. You know why? Because Mamatzinu B'chol Makom Be'emsa, just like we find in every other place that it's Be'emsa, it's the middle part of the Shemona Esrei, and usually like on Shabbos and Yontav, it ends up being there's seven brachos, and that's the middle one, which is a Kedushas Hayom. So Avkam Be'emsa here too, there's more brachos, therefore it should be the middle one. So it ends up that each one is just saying another concept of another characteristic. Either it's always the fourth one, or it's always the middle. And that's why each one is going to go according to what they say. Ukishakidasho based in this Ashana Beusha. Story time to show people that acted and behaved according to each one of these people over here. We had Rebbe and then we had Rav Shimon Gamliel, different opinions. All right, so it says, Yared, what happened was when they were Mekadesh, the Bezan, and Shoshana, Ba'usha, in other words, Baruch Shoshana, Yared, Rav Yochanan, ben Brokel, Lefner, Rav Shimon, Rav Yochanan went down before Rav Shimon, meaning he davened for the Amid, Rav Shimon Gamliel, V'asak, Rabbi Yochanan, ben Nuri, and he went according to Rav Yochanan, ben Nuri. That was in our Mishnah, that what did he do? He did Malchios, connected with Kedushas Hashem, with Hakel HaKadosh. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says back to Rabbi Shimon, says, lo yunogin kim Yavna. That's not what we used to do. And, you know, when the Tate was in Yavna, Rashi says, be me Abba, Keshoi says, Sanhedrin Shalom. That's not what we used to do. Leom HaSheni, on the second day, whatever that means, we'll see in a second. We're going to see it means not that there was only one day for Shana, and so it means the second year. Right, it says, Leom HaSheni, Yared Rabbi Chanina, Benosh Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Vasag Rabbi Akiva, did according to Rabbi Akiva, that he put it with Kedushas Hayom, with the next bracha. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel speaks up over there, and he says, oh, nice job. You're telling me that you went ahead and you did. It was beautiful to see you did Malchus with Kedushas Hayom, and you blew the shofar over there. Kacha Yenogam B'Yavna, that's how they used to do it. And Yavna, that's what the Tati used to do. L'meib Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Akiva Svirle. Is that so? But Rabbi Akiva said in our Mishnah that what do? We do Malchios with Kedushas Hayom. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Kedushas Hayom im Azichronos Amar Lehu. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira Lomer Shetoken the Malchios. What Rabbi Shimon Gamliel meant is he meant that we blow the shofar for Malchios. That's where he's maskim with Rabbi Akiva, but he's not maskim with Rabbi Akiva when it comes to where you put Kedushas Hayom. That's where they argue. Leom Hasheni Yored Rabbi Chanina the next day, the second day, Rabbi Chanina, he was one of David. My Sheni, what does that mean? Ilim Yom Sheni, Yom Tov Sheni means the second day, meaning that year they had two Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Lememer Dabru El, what are you saying? The El was an Iber? We never found such a thing for so many years. It didn't make sense. What does it mean? Meaning like the Yom Sheni, like the next day, but it's referencing the next time Rosh Hashanah came along. That was the next year. If you notice Rosh Hashanah, there are a lot of different barachas that we have, a lot of different psukim that are thrown in. So the Mishnah says, Ein pochsin me'asara malchios, me'asara zichonos, me'asara shofas. We don't say less than 10 psukim that come by each one of them. If they say 3 psukim of each, then you're yotze. Now we have to explain what exactly that means. Jump into the Gemara. Hani asar malchus can I get me? What are the asar malchus opposite? What are they coming to go to come in? What are they? Can I get what? Amar Rabbi Levi, can I get asar hilulim? Shabbat David b'sefer tehillim. They're opposite the 10 hilulim praises that David Melech has in tehillim. Hilulim tuvav. What are you talking about? There's a lot more than just 10. It says no. The Hanuk d'chsibu halalu b'seika shofar. That one's what they say. Halalu b'seika shofar. There are 10 of them. Rav Yosef Amar says, can I get a Saras HaDibros Shenemar Lel Moshe B'Sinai? It's up in a Saras HaDibros. Rashi says, D'chsib B'hu Nami Shofar. Right? They also have a shofar, which is mentioned there as well, Ba'asanai. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan, he says, can I get a Saras Mamoros Shabahem? Nivra Olam, it's up in the 10 things that the world was created with, the 10 Mamoros. Says the Gemara, hey, Ninhu, what were the 10 Mamoros? Vayomer. There were the times when it says the word Vayomer, right in the beginning of Genesis and Bereshis. Vayomer, in fact, the Gemara, Vayomer, the Bereshis, Tisha, but there's only 9 times it says Vayomer. So what do you mean there's 10? Hashem created with 10. Bereshis Nami Maimahu. The word Bereshis itself is like the word Vayomer. D'chsev, b'dvar Hashem Shamayim Na'asu. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were, Shamayim Nasu, heavens were made. So we see that the Bereshis is itself one of the Vayomers. If Yochem Benu Yomer, Im Omer, Shalosh, Shalosh, Mikul, and Yotzev, he said 3 of each one, you're going to be Yotze. Iba Ilu Frek Tegemara, Hechikatani. What exactly does he mean when he says this concept of here? It says Rashi, Hechikatani, Haidu of Yochem Benuri, Hai Mikulam de Kamar, Mikulam de Kamar, a man. Koi, a Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim, Koi, the Malchus, Mikulu, Amar, Kedetnan, Maske, Betorah, Umashlam, and Navi, Vahachikam, and this is what he's saying. Im, Amar, Shalosh, Ben, Torah, Vashalosh, Ben, Nevi'im, Vashalosh, Ben, Uksuvim, Mikol, Achas, Vachas, Yatsa, Velopli, Yedder, Abanon, Elachada, Deinu, Amri, Asar, Viu, Amar, Tisha, that's one option. Odilma, or maybe no, what does it mean when it says? Ika, Ben, oh, I skipped a little bit. Shalosh, back in the Gemara. Let's just read the Gemara here. Shalosh min Torah, Shalosh min Anavim, Shalosh. Whoa, where in the world did I go? Where did I go? Ibailu, Heichi Ketani. Shalosh min Torah, Shalosh min Anavim, Shalosh min Ksuvim. The Havutesha, which comes out to 9 in total. Ve'ika Beinayu Chada. And then the only Mechokas between Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri and the Tanakama is only one pasuk. One says you have to say 10, the other one says you end up saying 9. Well, Dilma, like Rashi said, or maybe what it means is Echad min Torah, Ve'echad min Aviv, Ve'echad min Ksuvim. The Havilu Shalosh is only 3 in total. Ve'ika Beinayu Tuva, and there's a lot more. There's going to be 7 between the 2 different opinions. Toshima wa 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 wa. Zog de Gemara, attempted Teretz, which comes to work. The Tanya, the Brisa, ain't books in Masar Machus, Masar, Zachar, Masar, Shelfer, Zachar, you have less than 10 of each. Ve'imamar, Sheva, Mikulan, Yotza. But if you said 7 of each, then you're going to be Yotze. Keneged Sheva, Rikim, because of the 7 Rikim, the 7 firmaments, 7 heavens. Rav Yochanan Ben Uri Omer, he comes in, he says, Apoches, lo yivchos, Misheva, don't do less than 7 pesukim. And if you want to say that means Shalosh Mikula and Yotze, if you do 7 of each or Yotze, can I get Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim opposite each one of them? V'amri la, can I get Kohanim, Levi'im, V'Yisraelim? Some explain it to mean that it's can I get Kohanim, Levi'im, V'Yisraelim. Rashi points out, Kum Tochoyis, what comes from this, that the Yochanan Ben Uri means that you can say 3 psukim of each, and then you're good to go. You know why? Because if you want to say it means 3 from each of 3 in total, meaning to say, if you want to say it's 3 of Torah, 3 of Nevi'im, 3 of Ksuvim, then it's going to end up being that a person is going to end up saying 7 from each one of them, and it's going to come out to 7, 14, 21, which is more than we said that you have to actually do. So Yochanan Ben Uri must mean that it means a total of 3 psukim, as I gezokt Rashi. Amar Rav Huna Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Yochanan Ben Uri. The halacha is like Rav Yochanan Ben Uri, that even if you say 3 psukim, you are Yotze. Zakt the next Mishnah. Ein maskirin zikaron malchus v'shofros zichron malchus v'shofros shel peronos. We don't mention any psukim of these things that are anything to do with negativity. Right? We're looking for positive things. We want Hashem to love us and take care of us on this day. Maschil b'torah mashal menavi. When we bring in different psukim, we start with psukim from the Torah and then we end off with ones from the Nevi'im. Rabbi Yossi Omer im hishlam b'torah yotze. If you ended off by saying one a pasuk from the Teda, then you would be Yotze. Beep, turn the page. I'm a base. Now the Gemara jumps into different psukim where we actually see where there's negative things, peronos. There's like payback, punishment from these ideas. Malchios kegon, where do you find Malchios where there's punishment, that there's negativity going on? Kegon, chay ani adnum Hashem elokim. By the way, fasten your seatbelts because we're about to hit a bunch of psukim. Malchus kegon chay ani nuum Hashem elokim im lo biyad chazakov zon atuya b'chema shvucha emloch aleichem. Right, so we see over there, as I live, declares Hashem, with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, with fury, I'm going to rule over you. V'afal gav da'amar of Nachman kol ki hai rischa lirsas lirsach kuchabrichu alon v'lifro kinan. if Hashem actually followed through in this and he ruled over us with his anger and was coming from this like intense place, at the end of the day, lefarkinan, we will be redeemed. In which case, hey, isn't that great? Kevin de Berischa, my sense it said with anger, at kure rischa bereshaita lomit karina. We don't want to mention this at the beginning of the year, like on Rosh Hashanah. Zikaron kigon, v'yiskar ki basar hema. When it comes to Zikaron, what do you find? He remembers that they are just flesh. And this is when Hashem is remembering us, but he's not too happy with us. And shofar kigon, tikul shofar begiva. Which is also not talking about such good times over there. Aval imba lomer malchus zikron v'shofar shel peronah shel ovdi chadim. If you're getting psukim of these things coming in these three different categories, which are going to be about the non-Jews, then Omer, you're allowed to go and say malchus kegon Hashem malach yirgizu amim. By malchus, it says the fact is Hashem has reigned, let people tremble. That's talking about the non-Jews. Gon Hashem melech olam boed ovdu goyim me'arto. Another pasuk who tells Hashem is the melech olam forever, and ovdu goyim me'arto. When the goyim, when the nations have been lost from the land, when they're done, zikaron kegon zichor Hashem lefnei Adam. Pasuk of zikaron is that remember that Hashem for the lebnei Adam, the children of Edom, of what's going to happen to them. Also, not a very positive thing. Shofar kegon v'Hashem elukim, v'Shofar yitka v'holach b'sarus teiman. V'Shofar, it says that Hashem is going to blow the shofar and go. And go forth, talking about going against them in a pretty intense way. Hashem is going to go and protect them. This is referencing when he's going against the goyim, over there, Avodah Zarah is going to protect the Yidden. Ain maskirin zikron shel Yachub. You don't go ahead and talk about Yechidim or Rosh Hashanah. It's only about the masses. V'afilu tovi, even if it's something which is a positive thing. Kegon zechreini Hashem birtzon amecha. Like David, the pasuk in Tehillim. Remember when you show your birtzon amecha, the ratzon to your people, and you show favor to your people. Kegon zachar li elokai letova. Pasuk in Nehemiah says, remember me for good, God. And okay, so we're only talking about the plural, not in the singular. Pigdonos are in kisuchronos. The lashon of pigdonos is the lashon of zichron. Kigon v'Hashem pokad esara. Hashem remembered. Sara, kigon pokad pokadati is coming and remember you. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, ain kisuchronos. No, they don't fall into the category of zichronos. Zichron is literally to be remembered. Pikadu means to pay attention to. Not the same lashon of remembering. I get it's like zichronos. But it says Hashem remembered Sarah. That's a yachid. So I thought we said we don't do yachidim. It says Gemara, came the also rabbi. Now since the rabbi that came out of her, Rashi explains behahip kida. Says tap Rashi. Kirabim dami is considered like rabbim. Continuing on in these psukim, Susha Arma Sheikhim Yosu Bisre Olam, Vyavu Melech HaKavod, Mize Melech HaKavod, Hashem Yizuz Gibor, Hashem Gibor Melchama. Susha Arma Sheikhim Yosu Bisre Olam, Vyavu Melech HaKavod, when it says that pasuk, Mize Melech HaKavod, Hashem Tzukos Melech HaKavod Selah. We show another shnaim. In the first pasuk, it said the word Melech twice, Shnia Shalosh. And the second one, it mentioned Hashem's name three times. It mentioned Melech three times. Divrei Rabbi Yosi is Isaac Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rishona Achas, and the first one it only says it one time, Shnia Shtayim, and the second one it is two times. When it says Mi Uzemelech HaKavod, you drop it off because it's not actually talking about it, it's asking about it, but it's not mentioning Hashem. Zamir Elokim, Zamir, Zamir Lamalkinu, Zamir Ki, Melech Kol Ha'aretz Elokim. Again, another just machlokas within this psukim, they're similar to this idea. Sing for Hashem, sing, sing for our king, sing, for Hashem is king of all the earth. Shtayim. The Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Achas, only one. Veshavim both agree. B'molach Elokim al Goyim Elokim Yoshev al Kisei Kocho Shehi Achas. Rashi explains that when it says the words Elokim Yoshev al Kisei Kocho, when Hashem sat on his throne, even Rabbi Yosef is going to agree that that doesn't count as a lashon of Malchus. Okay, Zikaron Sheesh Bo Trua. When we talk about the idea of Pasuk, where you have a Zikaron that also has the mentioning of Trua, can go in Shabbason Zichron. Terua, Mikra Kodesh, you have the double whammy over there. Omer, Ima, Zichronos, Omer, Shofas, you could say it with Zichronos, and you could say it with shofar. Stiv Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Omer Ela Ima Zichronos Halavad. You can only mention it with Zichronos Halon if it says Zichron. Malchus Sheshmo Trua Vir Malchus with the Trua. Kegon Hashem Elokav Imo Truas Melech. Omer Ima Malchus Omer Ima Shofar. Stiv Rabbi Yosi, Yehuda Omer Eino Omer Ela Ima Malchus Bavad. Malchus Bavad. You can say with Malchus. So Stiv Rabbi Yosi is more broad. Of your view, is more specific. Trua Sheini Malo Klum. A Trua that is only Trua in it. Kegon Yom Trua Yelachem. Omer Ima Shofar. You don't say it at all. Zuck, the next part of the Mishnah, we said that you can go, we start off Maschle B'Torah, Maschle Menavi, we start off by saying Pesukim from the Teda man with the Navi, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Im Hishlim, Batorah Yatza. Rabbi Yossi says, if you go and you finish off with Teda, then you're Yotze. Im Hishlim, if you go and you finish it off, what does that mean? The Eved in the Chetchila low. Like, if you did that, that means, but the Eved, you're good, but not Chetchila. Latanya, you're going to buy some, maybe not even the Chetchila. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Maschle B'Torah, Harezim, Meshubach. You finish with the Torah, that's Meshubach. There's a Gemara, Ema Mashlim. Switch the word from Im Hishlim to do Mashlim. I vaha Im Hishlim, because then he says Im Hishlim. Diavet in Chetchila lo. Hachi Kamer. Maschle B'Torah, Mashlim B'Navi. You should start with Torah and end with Pesukim B'Navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mashlim B'Torah. Vim Hishlim B'Navi Yotza. And if you did it with Navi, then you're going to be Yotze. So he switches it up. Tanya Nam Yachiv, Rebbeisa, which backs it up. I'm Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Yossi. Vasikin. Hayu Mashlima Masabatara, the Vasikin, the originals, they used to go and finish it off with Teda. Rashi says, Dahavaluhu, Arba Minatora, Shalosh Betchila, Va'achas Basof, three in the beginning and one at the end. They finished off with Teda. Now, where we've built up to right now is that according to Rav Yossi, by Machius Zichronis and Shofros, we start off with three psukim from the Teda, and then we finish off from the pasuk of a Teda. So we have four psukim. So, Frak the Gemara, Bishlam Zichronis, the Shofros, Yiketuva. I understand when it comes to the idea of Zichronos and Shofros, we got a lot of psukim that have this. Ela Malchios Telos Hu Dehavin. There's only three psukim that deal with the idea of Hashem being the Malchus. Hashem Elokav Imo Usuas Melech Bo, one pasuk. Vayhi Bishurin Melech, another pasuk. Hashem Yimloch Liolam Va'ed. These are found in Bamidbar, Devarim, and Shemos, respectively. Va'anan Ba'inon Eser Valeka. And we need to have 10 psukim. Which we don't have. Rashi says we need to have 10. The Arbamahan Torah, the Ka'am Rabbi Yossi, Mashlam Torah, because it's the finish of a Torah, and we just don't have enough psukim. As a Gemara, Amrav Huna, Toshim Mawa, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Malchus. That's called Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Zagzus like Rabbi Yossi. Huda Omer, Ein Malchus. That's not called Malchus. V'yodata Yom, Hashivosa Lovecha, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, Ein Od. Malchus. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that's called Malchus as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Malchus. That's not called Malchus. Ator Eis Aladas Kehashem Hu Elokim Eino Milvado Malchus. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Malchus. That's not considered Malchus. But still, according to Rabbi Yossi, we end up having enough psukim in order to finish off those last one for each one of them. So we have four for each. This next Mishnah is going to bring out a little bit of a discrepancy between when we're blowing shofar and when we say halel, and we're going to see one comes after shachris, that's when we blow shofar, halel, and we blow shofar by musaf. The question is, why is there a difference between the two? Says the Gemara, over the fnei ateva b'yom tov rishol rish hashanah, a person who's over the fnei ateva, in other words, the shliach tzibor. Hasheini maskiyah, the second one, meaning by musaf, he goes and blows a shofar. Ubishas halel, but a time when you say halel, meaning pesach, shavuah, sukkah, something like that, harishon makris halel, the first one is how meaning it's said by Shachris. Says Gemara, Maishno Sheni Maskia. Why is it that you say only by the second one you blow the shofar? And why don't we do it by Shachris after Shachris? Mishum Debrava Majus Melech, because we like to have more people there. It's more of a glorification, sanctification of Hashem, more of a beauty. If you have more people there, that's after Musaf. So Iyachi Hal Nami name of Bishini. Why don't we say Hal also in the second? Mishum Debrava Majus Melech. Ella, Maishna Halu B'Rishon. Why does Hal come first? Bishum Dezrizim Akdim L'Mitzvos, because we like to do the mitzvahs as quick as possible. We jump to do the mitzvahs. Tekiya Nami Navad B'Rishon, Bishum Dezrizim Akdim L'Mitzvos. Why don't we do that also? As Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, really, you're right. Really, we should have been blowing the shofar as soon as possible after Rashi, after Shachris. B'Shas Gezeris HaMalchus Shanu. But this is talking about during the time of the Gezeris HaMelech, and they weren't allowed to blow the shofar, and they had spies there watching to make sure they weren't going to be blowing the shofar, and therefore they did it by Musaf time when they would all go and they would all leave. Now, Midkamer b'shas halal. From the fact that at the time of this halal, mechal de Rosh Hashanah like a halal, you don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah. My time, I don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah. Amar Avo, Amar Malchay Asheris Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam, mipnei ma ein Yisrael omim shir lefanecha b'Rosh Hashanah b'Yom Kippur. Why don't they say shir in front of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Amar Leim, he said, Efshar Melech Yosef v'Kisei Din. It's possible that the Melech is sitting on the Kisei Din. V'Sifrei Chayim, V'Sifrei Meisim Pesuchim Lefanav. The books of life and death are open in front of him. V'Yisrael omim shira, and Yisrael is singing. Not the time, not the place to do such a thing, so they don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah. Zokt the next Mishnah. Shofar Shor Rosh Hashanah, if you have the shofar, ein ma'avirim all over the tchum. We don't go out of the tchum in order to go ahead and to hear the shmia, to hear the tekiya. Ve'ein mafachin is all over the gal, and you don't remove the gal, even though these are durabanan tikka things moving away, and the shofar is deraisa. Lo olam be'ilon, you can't climb a tree. Again, durabanan tikka din. Lo rochon agabe behem, you can't ride an animal. Again, a durabanan thing. Lo shatan al panei amayim, you can't swim in the water to go get it if it's on the other side of the river or something. Again, durabanan. Ve'ein choton, so you can't go and cut it. That already can get into issues of deraisas, which is allowed to cut it. This means Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain Lamed Gimel tomorrow's daf. We're going to see that it's referencing the fact to go ahead and cut out the inside a little bit, scrape away the inside to make it work better. Whether it's a Durabanan takeaway or a Durabanan takeaway, Duraisa Durabanan way. If you want to put inside of it water or wine, you could do that. And Rashi says, "Velo aminon come sakin mana." It's not called the tikkun mana by doing such a thing. In other words, they're fixing it. Ein ma'akvanes atino kos milisko. You can't. You don't have to hold back kids from going and blowing shofar. Avo masaskin imo matshilum do. Let them be masasik with it. Just play around with it. You know, until they can actually learn how to blow it. And this is talking about Amr Shon itself. A masasik lo yotza. Someone who's masasik. Let's say you're trying to show the kid what to do, and you end up blowing. You blow a great sound, but you're not doing it dafka for the sake of the sound. Then you're not yotze. You're just being able to play music with it. Or to do something like that, the Gemara is going to say on tomorrow's daf. Vashomeim in a misasik, also someone who hears from someone who's a misasik, just playing around with it, not actually doing it for the sake of the mitzvah, is not yotze either. Says the Gemara, my time, what's pshat? Why is it that we don't break all these rules in order to actually do it? We know it's a mitzvah say to go ahead and to blow the shofar. So why is that docha los asei? Says Gemara, shofar aseihu. Shofar is a mitzasei. V'yom tov asei v'los asei. It's a mitzasei and los asei. V'ein asei, docha is los asei v'asei. The rule is that asei, mitzasei, can't knock away a mitzas los asei and a mitzas asei. And that is to keep the days, the day of yontov, that you can't break it. Lo sasu and shabbason. We have a positive and a negative commandment there. Therefore, it doesn't knock it away. All right, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.